From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the economy is showing strength, but he says he's not satisfied with the nation's jobs picture. More from NPR's Don Gagne.
The president spoke to reporters following a meeting with his cabinet. He said he recognizes that the improving economy has not yet done enough to help people who've lost their jobs.
You know, this has been a very difficult year, and a lot of people out there are having a very, very tough time.
The president then added,
as difficult as the political environment can be sometimes, we are extraordinarily blessed to be in a position where we can make a potential difference in the lives of millions of people. We need to take advantage of that opportunity.
Mr. Obama looked ahead to a jobs summit set for next week that will bring together representatives of small and large business, labor, academia, and nonprofit groups at the White House. The event will take place on December 3rd. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Federal prosecutors are announcing charges against 8 more people as part of an ongoing investigation into young men reported to have left the U.S. to go fight in Somalia. Officials believe as many as 20 young Somali men who left Minnesota over the past 2 years wound up joining the terror group Al-Shabaab. At least 3 are reported to have died. The charges unsealed today in Minneapolis include allegations the men provided financial support to those who traveled to the East African country to fight on behalf of Al-Shabaab and allegedly attended Al-Shabaab terror training camps. Existing home sales in the U.S. rose last month by about 10%. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. Much of the increase came from buyers trying to take advantage of a tax credit that was slated to expire. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Housing was the epicenter of the financial crisis. And even as the economy begins to grow again, the real estate market has yet to recover. First, the good news. Existing home sales rose in October to an annual rate of more than 6 million. Economists say much of that was driven by the expiration of a first-time homebuyer tax credit, which has since been extended. Another piece of good news, the total number of houses on the market dropped to about 7 months' worth of inventory. Now, the bad news. Housing prices continued to fall nationwide. The median sales price was $173,000. That's down about 7% from this time a year ago. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Despite some signs of recovery in the auto industry, one top industry analyst says don't look for a major recovery for a while. Fitch Ratings analyst Mark Oline said today he projects only a slight uptick in car and truck sales next year to around 11.1 million units. That would be up 7.8% from this year's sales pace. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 132 points, ending the session at 10,450. The NASDAQ rose 29 points today. This is NPR. The murder trial of the man accused of killing former Washington, D.C. intern Chandra Levy, originally scheduled for this coming January, has now been postponed until October of next year. Ingmar Gwandakiu has been charged with first-degree murder in Levy's death. However, prosecutors have now told a D.C. Superior Court judge they intend to file additional charges in the case. Levy disappeared in May of 2001. Her body was found roughly a year later in a city park. The 28-year-old man charged with her murder is already serving a 10-year prison term for attacking 2 other women at gunpoint around the time of Levy's disappearance. The National Football League is turning to outside help as a way to deal with player concussions in a shift from pass policy. The NFL is identifying independent neurologists for each team to ensure players are getting the best care possible. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Up until now, the NFL largely has relied on team doctors and athletic trainers to treat player concussions. Critics have questioned whether a medical staff on the team payroll should be making decisions on when a player with a head injury can return to play, since those doctors and athletic trainers may feel pressure to rush the player back before he's ready. Critics now appear to be winning the day in light of recent news stories and a congressional hearing criticizing the NFL's past policies on concussion treatment and management. An NFL spokesman acknowledges the league currently is trying to find independent neurologists to help each team make decisions on players who suffer a brain injury. According to the spokesman, the NFL is working with the players' union to identify the doctors who reportedly will be paid by the teams for their consulting work. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Crude oil futures were up 9 cents a barrel to close at $77.56 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.